Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about his team, the Dallas Mavericks, is head coach Jason Kidd. Good morning, coach.
Good morning to you guys. I think everybody needs to be careful out there because it's getting cold and you don't want to roll your SUV like I did back in the day while tugging it to a Britney Spears song on 183.
Yeah, that did happen.
All right, well,
you guys got a win last night beating the Lakers. That snapped a 5-game losing streak. It's been tough sledding here the last couple of weeks. How have you been dealing with these recent Mavericks woes?
Well, we haven't been sledding at all. I mean, we're waiting for the weather to come in before we start doing our sledding. So I don't know where you were getting that information from. But, yeah, as far as the Mavericks woes, I mean, that's kind of a sensitive topic we don't like to talk about in public. I mean, you know, I mean, I know we have Mavericks woes, and back in the day we had lots of Mavericks woes. I know I had Tony Braxton, and so did Jim Jackson and Jamal Mashburn. And in fact, I love all these NBA woes that hang around the hotel.
Not even close. All right, on the injury front, how's Luka's calf?
Well, I don't think Luka has a calf. I mean, he's not in 4-H or anything. I don't know where you read that in the trade publications of your farm-to-market catalogs, but I know he has a few goats and a couple chickens. Is that what you're thinking about?
Oh, no. His calf injury.
Okay, I know the Fort Worth Stock Show's coming up, so I didn't know if that's where you were going with it. But.
No. I was just going to ask you if you're starting to think that he's with injuries, if he's snake bit.
No, I don't think he's snake bit. I mean, I think it's just a regular calf injury. I don't know where you got that information. He was attacked in a herpetarium by a member of the Pit Viper family, like you're trying to claim all the time right now on the local radio system. I mean, that's just weird. I mean, yeah. How would a rattlesnake even bite him on the calf when 87% of snake bites are at or below the ankle, according to the Concord Study of Pit Viper Aggression in Southern States, published in 2003? I mean, so you coming on here and trying to assert to all strong women of color that you know better than them
what?
That a diamondback stowed away in the back of Luka's pants on a date at Outback Steakhouse and then attacked him slightly below at the knee level, just strains credulity in my opinion.
This is Mavs head coach Jason Kidd with us on the Ticket. You haven't played well lately, but it's been a really tough schedule. Houston, Cleveland, Memphis, the Lakers, a real murderer's row stretch that you've been through.
What? We didn't face a row of murderers. Like who? Yolanda Saldivar, Richard Ramirez, Gary Ridgway, Dennis Rader, O.J. Simpsons? Who is this row of murderers? And how are we even supposed to organize this event? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of logistics for us facing a tidy line of homicidal monsters merely for the sole pleasure of giving you visually stimulating material for your selfish orgasm acquisition.
Coach, yeah. Just a figure of speech and didn't really need to go there.
Yeah, I was just talking about, and you know, it has seemed tough on your team, not only the injuries, but you are the defending Western Conference champions. Do you get the feeling that there's, almost a bullseye on you guys?
Why would we have a bullseye on it? You're talking about that same bullseye on your back?
Well, yeah, bullseye on your back.
That makes no sense to me. I mean, how would we have a bullseye on our back anyway? Who would put one there? What kind of sick guy would do that as a prank? I mean, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself here. Because, I mean, did the person who pulled the prank have enthusiastic consent from the bull before they melon-balled out the juicy contents of the orbital cavity? I don't think so. I mean, you're so insistent on placing bovine sensory organs on elite U.S. athletes. I think that's a you problem, man. Seriously, that's some sick stuff.
It probably is.
You need to ask yourself why you have such perverse desires with all your calcite pieces on the posterior of NBA surfaces. That's just weird, man.
Coach, we're just not on the same page. We probably ought to just let you go.
Well, I'm not on any page. I don't know where you're thinking.
Oh my gosh.
I'm reading a book right now.
There he goes. There he is, Jason Kidd, Mavericks head coach.